Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Give me that daddy butter. Give me that daddy butter. Give me that daddy butter. Give me that, give me that, give me that. Give
one of your best, Doug.
Give me that daddy butter.
Well, it's really the only truck topper.
This is pretty good. When you hear the song, you kind of...
I guess I'm gay now.
There it is.
You see, that was taken out of context.
You tap your toe.
Well, is there a 3 or 4 minute version of this that we could actually...
make some money off of?
Yeah.
Sweet
sausage. Sweet sausage. Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on the still all new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Charlie Marlowe. Phone in for Tim. We got the cat. We got Doug. We got Plowboy. Iggy's here somewhere. Sea Monster's bothering me on the text line, or on my text line about live reads and all that. We have Kelly Chase coming up, 9:15, talking Blues hockey, Doug. If you want to gamble on the game tonight, you should do so, Doug.
But how?
My bookie. Get some holiday cash. If you want to give your family a really good Christmas this year,
start gambling.
Gamble, and good chance you'll have 2 to 3 times what you started with.
Right.
And you can buy great gifts for the family. You need it. You need the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where to get it. MyBookie is the place to score serious cash on your sports predictions. Believe it or not, the holidays just around the corner. And while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, it also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey games you can score big on every day. Man up, Doug, and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, the side, the over-under. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, offering super fast payouts when you win. Where you bet, it's just as important. You got to get those good lines, Doug. You got to get value.
Right.
You go to MyBookie.ag. That's the site we recommend. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 50% off. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid in the Escalade.
I'm a member.
No, turn his mic on.
I'm a member.
Are you?
Play those teasers. I haven't lost a teaser in like 3 months.
Well, then why don't you play them every night?
I do.
Every night you play?
No, college and NFL.
And you make some serious money that way?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as much as if you bet 5 straight-up games, but when you're changing a point spread by 10 points, you got to win them all.
Oh, boy, that's a nice teaser there.
I'm winning them, though, Doug.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, Doug, tonight...
I never seem to win. If I bet on a game, it never works out for me, so I don't get involved. But I know a lot of people do, and a lot of people make some serious jack.
But you tease the Blues tonight with another hockey matchup that you like. You look at the standings, you look at the scores, and you're saying, I like the New York Rangers.
And that would be based on what, exactly?
You just say, I like that squad.
Duguay.
Okay.
Ron Duguay.
He hadn't been on the team in 20 years.
He was one of my
20 years.
First man crushes was Ron Duguay.
Mm. Why?
Mm. Good looking dude. What? Long hair, lived in New York, banging him 2 at a time.
How do you know?
Flowing locks. What do you mean, how do I know?
Well, how do you know he's banging him 2 at a time?
It's Ron Duguay, buddy.
2 tree. We're talking hockey, though, with Kelly Chase, Doug, coming up in a couple minutes.
All right.
If you're a Blues fan, which many of you are, you got St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesday at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. All kinds of great deals. They have deals for the Rams. When the Rams lose, you get the shots and all that. You get the deals. You got St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesday. You're invited to join the party all season long for Blues Ticket Tuesday at Hot Shots. You can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location. A location during every Tuesday game this season. You got Colton Bombs for Colton Pareko, Doug. Tank Tea for number 91. Bud Family, Jack Daniels products. And you also have all these St. Louis Blues specials. We're talking dollar tacos. How many dollar tacos do you think you could eat, Doug?
Maybe 4.
I'm going to say 12.
You could eat 12, you think?
I think so.
But you wouldn't feel too good.
Yeah, probably. The move is, if you're making home tacos, my wife gets the flat bottom hard shell tacos. That way you can put more items in the taco.
And they stand up. They don't
right?
fall down, yeah.
So that is the move. Yeah, Iggy, well, we're having a big show together.
Yeah, because when you make them at home and you try to hold them, and then as soon as you put it down, it all falls out.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I like a little softer shell because it doesn't crack and break up into little pieces when you bite it.
I like the hard shell personally.
I do too. I think the flavor's better.
And I they're not a sponsor. They were. Cha Cha Chow has amazing, unreal tacos. They're right there at connected to Gaslight Lounge. It is absolutely phenomenal.
But the point is, those tacos, they're probably really good. They're not as good as the dollar tacos you can get at Hot Shots, Plowsy. No, you know that. I know that. Well, everybody knows that.
Way to weave in another restaurant during this.
I can't talk about anything else. Come on.
Sorry, Jay Boyd.
Bill Russell.
That's a good part.
We love Hot Shots, Jay Boyd.
Jay Boyd gets it. He gets it. This show, we're not very intelligent. Things like that happen.
We have to be child-proof.
Correct. Either way, free Blues sampler appetizer with your ticket stub the day after any home victory. 91-cent root beer barrels for 10 minutes every time Tarasenko scores a goal. Keep an eye on hotshotsnet.com for info on Blues player appearances all season long at Hot Shots. We're good right now. Let's talk some hockey with Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromark.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromark, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Kelly Chase joining us. Thanks for coming on the show, Kelly. I was looking yesterday at the weather report, and I saw it was, what, about 17 degrees in Edmonton last night. What are you guys doing for a couple days off in Edmonton?
A little curling.
I saw the picture. It looked like you won some kind of curling tournament.
Yeah, well, you know, another championship, Doug. What are you going to do?
Way to stay humble.
Well, the Blues take on... go ahead. Sorry.
We had a good group. We took... I got my brother to rent out a curling club, and we took the staff and our flight attendants and everyone over to the Granite Curling Club, and I had some laughs, taught everybody the game a little bit. And by the time we left, the guys were catching on and having a lot of fun. And, of course, it was getting competitive, so it was fun.
Did John Kelly go?
No, John Kelly did not go. John Kelly was the only one off the team that didn't show up.
It's time to hold JK accountable for that.
What was he doing?
There's a casino here, so...
Sorry, I asked.
I'm sure he wants that out there, too. So the Blues looking to get away from a two-game skid at Edmonton tonight. Edmonton, playoff team last year, started the season rather slowly, but they're playing a lot better of late. What's going better for them?
Well, they're starting to work, I think, on the defensive side of the puck, and so they're getting opportunities the other way. So, you know, they ripped up 8 the other night and didn't seem like they were going to let off, so... Looks like they're finding their game a little bit and their chemistry, so that's a dangerous team to be playing right now.
And they just made this trade, Jokinen for Camilleri. Camilleri will be a snoot full tonight if he laces up the steel slippers.
He wasn't in a very good spot there where it worked out. He was getting ice time, but he'll help them with their scoring. Their trouble is their secondary scoring here, and they're looking for him to kind of fill that bill a little bit, and I think that's probably what the whole Camilleri deal was about.
Should we be worried at all about Jake Allen and the problems he's had the last couple games?
I don't think so. I think Jake will probably go back in the net tonight and sort them all out. And, you know, he's battled really hard for the Blues up to this point, so I would expect Jake to get back to his winning ways and they're just giving him every opportunity to work out some of the kinks that he's had in the last couple of games. And I think the goaltending, the goaltending's been superb this year, obviously. But I think that, you know, with Jake, they've found a guy they want to, you know, try and get his confidence back here. And they know that he had to tighten up a couple of things. And I think they worked on that yesterday.
Schwartz, we've seen how good he can be in this season. He's healthy, 15 points in 19 games. Are we just seeing him scratch the surface of what he can be as a player?
I think what you see here is how the rule changes have affected some players in a positive way. You know, you can't lay a stick on a guy now when he's turning up on the wall, and you got to kind of protect the puck a little bit differently and how you play against him. And this kid is so elusive, and he's got such great hockey sense. He's really benefited from that and the fact that he came in such great shape. So
He's fun to watch, and you know, right now he's got a ton of confidence, rightfully so. Him and Shannon have found some real chemistry. So, and you know, in his corner, I think he's got a lot of things going right for him right now. And I don't know that anybody should be surprised here as well. It takes a little bit of time. You think about having all those screws in your leg and trying to play. You know, he was in some pain trying to play last year, and I think everything's settled down. He's matured a little bit more and excited about being on the ice, and things are falling in place for him.
You like the new rules changes? It seems like it's opened things up a little bit.
I think it's ridiculous, a lot of them. I think they, you know, it's just too soft. There's a penalty shot called the other night where one guy had one hand on his stick. The guy had a breakaway in from the red line and you know, had the opportunity to, you know, hook or do whatever, just put one hand out on the stick. Guy went by him, got the shot off, didn't score. Whistle blows and it's a penalty shot. And, you know, you show that to anyone in hockey and they just shake their head. And so there's no way he called a penalty shot in that. And we've seen that three times this year. We saw Vladimir Tarasenko take a hooking penalty with one hand on a stick, and after the official apologized, it's like, you got to know it's a penalty still. It's to me, too light with the rules, and there still has to be some type of battle. There has to be some type of battle drill that goes on for you to just be able to walk to the net, and unfortunately, a lot of people are not.
Hello? Hello? We lost you.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, right. Okay. It sounded like you knocked something over.
You talk about the lack of physical play, and we talked about this with your fine film that I did watch, and I thought was great in regard to the enforcers and how, you know, fighting has basically been taken out of hockey. But there is a lot less of a physical element, it seems, compared to the way the game used to be played. Is that something that will hurt the league long term, do you think?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think there still has to be an element of physical play to play this game. I don't think you can play no contact. You can. It's certainly, you know, it's the guys have figured out they can face the glass. Nobody's going to hit them. They don't protect themselves, and there's no accountability on the guy carrying the puck. And it's really odd, you know, like you see guys going as fast as they can through the middle of the ice, and they don't even look up. And it's really a different type of game. I think there's a, you know, sometimes you say, well, you're still allowed to hit, but it's not worth taking a $20,000 fine because the guy's got his head down, because inevitably you're the one that's going to be accountable, even though you had, you know, you're putting all the onus on the guy carrying, you know, that's hitting instead of the guy carrying the puck.
Chaser, we've got a great hockey market here in St. Louis. What's it like in Edmonton? I've never been there. Is it just everybody, you know, lives and breathes everything Edmonton Oilers?
It's pretty much like that across Canada. I mean, it's part of their culture. They, you know, they know on game days, they know who, you know. I mean, I'm having a drink the other night after the game in Edmonton. They played Vegas here with the coach from the Oilers who I grew up with. And, I mean, between people staring and pointing and the 30 people that come over to the table, it's just impossible to escape in Canada. It's impossible. You just... They have such a passion for the game. They have no problem walking up and, you know, interrupting dinner or whatever. It's just, you know, it's, hey, I hate to do this, but you want to say to them, but you're gonna. but it's cool. Like, I mean, you know, look, if you want to be in a hockey environment, and here's the other thing. A lot of teams, there's not pressure, but the pressure to win. And, you know, you can go out in certain cities and not have that pressure of knowing that the fans and the people, you know, the expectations are different in some places. And that's not the case here in Canada. You're expected to have effort here and you're accountable because everybody knows who you are. So whether you're getting in a cab, the driver knows who you are, whether you're in a restaurant or walking through the mall, you know, you're going to get somebody ask you what's wrong if you're not playing well. And on the flip side of it, when things are going great, they love you to death. Everybody's on your team. They want to, what can they do for you? So it's just a country that's, you know, full with the passion of the game because it's part of their culture.
Chaser, appreciate the time as always, sir. Have a good call tonight. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you. All right,
that's Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart, Doug.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Have you guys ever, is it played curling, gone curling, ever?
No. I have not, no.
I think it'd be fun to try.
Sure.
You see it on TV all the time. Would you want to be the broom guy or the...
No, I think you want to sweep.
Curling guy.
Oh, you want to sweep. Yeah, a little more action there.
I'd rather push the thing and not be the little cleanup guy.
And skate on your knee?
Yeah.
No, I think Doug would be the broom guy.
Yeah, I think you'd want to sweep.
Nice push broom?
Try to really affect what happens there right at the end.
You want to be the broom guy?
I think that it would be more fun to be the sweep it real fast. Yeah.
Kind of seems like
slide it down. The guy gets on his knee and slides it and follows through. Yeah.
I think the guy that slides it is the guy that fancies himself as quite the athlete, and he looks down on the little broom guy like, clean up my room.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
You ever play that with Victor?
No.
If you were to play
a lot of ice sports in Canada.
If you were to play with Victor, would you be the broom guy? Or
good
you think
question.
He'd be the broom guy.
I wouldn't play. They don't have any curling courts in the beaches of Cancun.
Okay, let's say shuffleboard.
I didn't see
though.
Any while I was there.
They probably had shuffleboard, which is the American equivalent to curling. So if Victor, if you guys are playing 1v1.
Victor doesn't play. Don't say V. Victor doesn't play because that would be for the guests who are staying at the resort.
But I'm sure like they have industry
people
night.
There to come out and start playing shuffleboard.
Sunday night, industry night, all the workers, they hang out. There's a lot of good-looking bartenders and all that.
I didn't see any of that. I didn't play shuffleboard. I haven't played shuffleboard in probably 30 years.
Do you want to eventually? Because you
shuffleboard?
No, listen.
Sure.
Listen, nope. This is a serious question. Eventually, because you're a young man. Would you yeah. want to live, though, in like a retirement community in Florida where you're playing shuffleboard with the guys?
Well, if...
Like 20 years from now.
How's the food there?
Great food.
I would think that might not be the worst thing in the world. I hope I'm not in some apartment all by myself somewhere, just staring at the walls waiting to die.
Well, you
I
have kids. You have a family.
But they're not going to be around elderly parents all the time. Are you around your parents all the time? No.
Well, my parents aren't elderly.
No, but they will be someday, and you'll still be here with your family working.
But they have my brother there to watch over them.
Some retirement communities seem great, where there are activities, the food is decent, it doesn't seem like you're institutionalized. I think that's what you would want, where you're not institutionalized.
No, well, there are different types depending on your age and your health. There are some where it's a party, where they really have all kinds of great social activities, and they get on buses and they go, and they have people come in and put on shows for them.
This is what I picture. I just had a vision. So
let me guess, Victor.
You're at a very nice retirement community, and you're still active, and you still like to have a little fun. And I picture you going to lunch with Ray-Bans on, just a robe. It happens to be open. You peek your head and you go, anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Yeah, that seems reasonable. I'd be happy to give people rides. Be an Uber driver in my old age.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
My question was more so, if when you're older, would you want to be a snowbird? Would you want to live in Florida? And maybe you meet some new friends at the retirement community, but then you have all your kids and your friends from your whole life back here in St. Louis.
I would want to do both. I would want to live here from maybe the baseball season and then have a condo or something and not deal with the winter here. Because when, you know, who wants to deal with the snow and the ice and all that nonsense when you're 85 years old? I don't.
I think I could do fine living on a beach in California, even Florida. Like a nice little house on a beach where you have a view of the ocean. That would
be
nice.
Well, if you got $3 million to spend, you might get that. You want talking about a house right on the ocean. You're talking about very high dollar stuff.
You know what you could do, though?
That's why I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders again, so I'll get that.
Everyone will get one free.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he said
house.
Everybody gets...
You get a beach house.
I think a couple. You get your main house, and then you get your retirement house.
I wasn't trying
house.
To stir that's it up at got. All with that comment. I was not trying to stir
well, here's
it up.
The deal.
That's what he got when they took the nomination away from him. He got another beach house.
Bernie Sanders says, if you get this beach house, you should drive there in a vehicle from where? Gateway Buick GMC. Doug, we're talking Buick LaCrosses, Regal... Yeah. Either the Cascada or Cascada.
Cascada.
It's one of the two.
It's Cascada.
With up to $11,000 off MSRP. How about a Buick SUV like an Encore, Doug? An Envision.
I have a Buick Enclave.
An Enclave. You can get... You probably paid way too much for this because you don't know how to find a good deal. You should have went to Gateway Buick GMC. You could have got up to $13,500 off your Enclave.
Mm-hmm.
So Gateway says be cool and drive a truck with up to $12,500 off the GMC Sierra trucks. Drive like a pro with their Acadia and Terrain. We're talking everything you buy, Doug. You can save like $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 on the Yukons and all that. Come on in, Gateway, the right way. 37 service bays as well. The technicians know what they're doing. You can book your service appointment online at www.stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. Gateway, the right way. And Doug, you really like that conversion van. Another option for your... for your post-retirement.
You saw that 5 years ago.
I still
correct.
Want it.
We still talk about
I'm
it.
Still pine for it.
Would you want to have, what if you had this sweet, like, souped-up van or a sweet mobile home, and you just drove all around, staying at different spots?
No, I would rather not spend the money on the motorhome. I'd rather get on an airplane and fly and stay in the nice hotel for about the same price. Not have to drive, not have to pay the gas, the upkeep on the motorhome.
But then you'd
not
go
have to
the
worry about long drives.
You go to the other hotel though and steal their continental breakfast.
If they have a continental breakfast, I would love to have it. Love to take part in that and maybe invite someone off the street who's less fortunate.
When people are thinking about like in the election, you know, we need to create jobs. You really realize how you're taking away jobs by stealing food and then they can't hire someone?
No. If I didn't eat just a tiny little sliver of the food, then the farmer wouldn't have had to raise the chicken. I'm just in it for the chickens.
You've been pro-chicken for many years now. I respect that.
Yeah, I don't want to take now, what, money let away me from ask the you Tyson this. Corporation.
We're not trying to
you know
say
how many
it's...
people they employ down there?
No, I agree. And you've been behind that industry for many years
people
now.
Stop eating. That industry dries up.
And even if it's stealing, eating you know, is eating.
Those chickens hurt, are hopped good. Up with so many steroids, their legs break. They're falling over.
Yeah, I'm going to say, don't bring up Tyson. They've had some bad PR.
Unless they're a sponsor.
Well, I'm just in it for the middle class. You want to deny all those jobs, middle-class workers there, you go ahead and do that on your time. I'm going
but
to
also
go ahead
you're,
and eat chicken.
Well, you're for the children, too.
I'm also for the children and the chicken.
Doug, what about, and it's not we're not trying to push you toward retirement, but it is fun to think about Doug as a retiree.
Yeah.
Now, what about if the listeners, say the fan page does a GoFundMe
you
account?
You act like you're about 25 yourself always when we have these conversations.
Yeah, but no one's interested in my retirement. They are
no,
you're more
you
so
act
you.
Like I'm some old man. I'm about.
I think you act. I think you
than
act
you
older than me. But
oh,
anyway,
well,
I'm more immature.
Thank God I don't.
No,
look
that's praise because I'm immature. I'm a child at heart.
You guys both. Hey, you're both looking good.
Thank you. But you like that conversion van? Let's say, and it's just a concept here. It's like a Major League Baseball trade.
Trade
we're just
concept.
We're just talking a trade concept. Mm-hmm. So they. Love you, the fan pinners.
Who does?
The fan pinners.
Oh, yeah.
So they do a
sure
GoFundMe account.
Right.
And they buy this conversion van.
Uh-huh.
Your wife, unbeknownst to you, goes to Channel 4 and says, Doug is taking a month off to just relax and have fun. They present you this conversion van, and then they say, you're going to go cross-country. Here's an unlimited credit card for gas, for lodging, whatever you want. And here's Victor. You and Victor will drive cross-country together in your brand-new conversion van. You have 3 weeks off to do it. Go to it. Would you be excited about that?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Not in the least bit.
Driving cross-country in a brand...
I'm not a friend of Victor. Victor is a virtual stranger. I don't want to drive cross-country with a Mexican stranger.
All right, but you like the conversion van. We're workshopping this.
I do like the conversion
van. Okay, and the time off is fun.
I don't know that I'm
going to...
I'm not
going
to want it in retirement. I don't want to drive forever.
All right, well,
I'm 78 years old to drive.
I don't know. I don't know how this happened.
Never really get there and filling up with gas. I got a flat tire. Call AAA. Oh, the membership is expired.
No, call Gateway.
I don't want to do that.
Call Gateway.
All right. So, well, I don't know how this happened. Iggy, you're kind of a show historian. Apparently, we were wrong about Victor. We thought you guys were friends.
No.
All right, it's you and Sevy driving cross country.
He doesn't want to do that either.
Bulldog
you
Drummond.
And Sevy.
You and Bulldog Drummond.
These guys don't want to do that.
Why wouldn't that be... Can't you play along? Wouldn't that be fun? You and Sevy driving cross country in your brand new...
I don't want to drive cross country with anybody.
Seeing America...
I've seen it.
Rubbing elbows with real Americans.
I've seen most of America. There's
driving Route 66.
I haven't been to Hawaii. I'd like to see that. I'm not going to drive to Hawaii. No, I'd rather fly to these places and spend the money on the hotel and the eating rather than on the driving to get there.
But the journey, son, the journey.
I'm not interested in the journey. It's a journey to fly there.
Didn't you ever see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah.
Steve Martin's character, Neil Page, became friends with John Candy. they thought they hated each other, but they became really good friends based on the journey.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me you would rather drive all the way to some Florida beach rather and maybe have to stop a night, spend a night in the hotel, and fill up with gas five times and eat fast food on the way down. You'd rather do that than fly and be there and 2.5 hours later and stay in a hotel, and it all costs about the same?
I say this with all due respect, sir. This is about you.
Make it about Kat.
Okay, we're working
let's
on
focus,
you now.
Let's focus on you.
You think I need the experience
this
of driving
is an intervention.
Endless hours
this
on the
This is
highway.
An intervention. You need to take some time for yourself. The listeners have already said they're committed to buying you a conversion van for, what, $50,000? Thank you, listeners.
At Gateway.
They're flying in.
I'll take the van.
They're arranging Victor to fly in as we speak.
Victor doesn't have to be any part
One
of it.
One-way ticket.
He's a Mexican stranger.
One-way ticket. Serious question, because we have great people surrounding the show, like a Sea Monster, Iggy, Plowsy, a Buck Swope who knows all the history of the show. Can somebody find the first time Victor was mentioned? I would just like to
right
know
after my vacation.
It's on the
story.
It's on the fan page. They posted a link of the, it might be a SoundCloud link, of the original Victor topic.
Can we play it tomorrow?
Yeah, I can cut some up and...
Okay.
Have some,
I think we should do that.
Clip for tomorrow.
Because we need to continue on this, Doug.
Well, yeah. There's a part two.
He was just a guy who worked at the resorts. All he was.
If memory serves, you talked about him quite a bit
I
as
didn't.
A dear friend.
No. Not a dear friend.
It's important, though, when you have the big stories locally, to really hit them hard and do them justice.
This is not an important local story. He was simply a Mexican pool boy. Stranger.
More than a pool boy.
He was not more than a pool boy.
More than a pool boy.
He
buddy.
Just simply worked
you
there.
Said,
so did 15 other people.
You said
were doing
you
the
went
same
to
thing.
When you first got to Mexico, he was the event coordinator, and by the time you left, you were soulmates.
We were.
I think you said that.
I don't think I talked to him but two or three times, real quick.
Well, who brought him up? Plowsy? You did.
I did, yeah. I was just telling you what happened down there.
But you knew his name, and you knew what he did.
Well, how could
There's
I
a
not
reason
know his name?
That.
He had a name tag.
You were smitten with the Mexican.
I wasn't smitten with anybody.
You may step down.
Doug, you should be smitten with Filter Easy. What does your home air filter actually do, you're probably asking. When was the last time you changed your home air filter, you might also be asking. Did you know your home air filter can actually help keep your home cleaner, Doug? You probably don't know the answer to any of those questions.
No.
Here's what happens. We're talking health benefits. Keep dust levels down. Less visible dust in your home. You know those dust bunnies, Doug?
Yeah.
You get rid of them.
How about dust mites?
Dust mites. You know what's also good for that?
What?
This is not part of the read. One of those Roombas. Takes care Roomba. Of all those. You know, it's the vacuum cleaner that goes
those
by itself.
Those things don't work.
Those things do work.
Run
it's the
wall.
Greatest gift.
Do you have one?
It is the, in all seriousness, this is not a live read.
And
I'll get back
runs,
to Filter
runs
Easy.
Around your house all day
if you
long?
Have hardwood floors, the Roomba is the greatest gift you'll ever receive. I mean that. Seriously. They work.
You have one at your house right
yes.
now, cleaning things up while you're.
I don't
away.
Know if it's cleaning now, but we use it all the time.
Are they
just
really
humble
like...
brag about the hardwood floors, brah?
No, I'm saying though, because if you have hardwood floors, you really get and see all of the dust bunnies.
Well, it depends. You must have a darker stain.
Can I ask Charlie what
we have a great stain?
Very expensive,
fantastic,
yeah. The best. It matches
the, best.
The foliage
I have
in that
the best stains.
Area.
I hire the best people to do my stains. These UCLA players, just a nice thank you would be okay.
So I was looking at a Roomba because I'm blessed to have hardwood floors as well.
Oh wow, I'm the only one that doesn't have an entire house full of hardwood
so.
Floors.
I have entire hardwood
like,
floors.
Is
also,
is it weird to ask what the price range was? Because we've been looking and they vary. I wasn't for sure. Like, is there an off-brand Roomba that is
I don't know
or
I will say that I believe we put it on our wedding registry
oh, okay.
and that
I
was a
you.
Gift and it. I think maybe $300.
It really yeah, worked.
That's what we were looking around the $300 range.
But again, you don't ever have to vacuum.
Yeah.
You just set it and forget it, and you have to clean the filter and empty it every once in a while, and it'll beep when you have to do that.
Because I vacuum twice a week my apartment. So I have a dog, you know, and just my girlfriend has a lot of hair. So that's
and there's hash.
Your girlfriend has a lot of hair. She's shedding too.
Well, every girl like has like a like you know some
a mane.
A mane, yes.
No, that's
you.
True. Women's hair falls out. It's everywhere. You're absolutely right.
Everywhere. And my dog will drag it with him. I mean, it's just a whole thing.
And
so
when
a Roomba be huge.
When you have that Roomba, you will realize that because as you're cleaning it out, it will be half dust and a ton of hair.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Wealth.
Also, we'll get back to Filter Easy in a second.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Wealth. Sure. These Roombas.
I love how you have hardwood floors, but you're going after me for having hardwood floors. But go ahead.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Wealth.
Sure.
These Roombas, do they give you full coverage?
Full coverage. They're like robots. They
have
sensors.
How do they get into the nooks and crannies?
They know exactly.
What about the nooks and crannies?
They know when the wall's coming. They get to the stairs, and the little robot computer in there realizes stairs are there, and they go back.
What
I'm telling you.
What if
your dog will play with it? Your dog will chase
it.
It's funny. You see funny videos of babies taking rides on them. It's a whole thing.
I've read stories. If you have a toddler in the house, they'll rip a leg right off one of those Roombas. Got to be careful.
That could happen.
Well, that's a detriment.
It hasn't happened to us yet.
All right.
But also,
hardwood floors, a Roomba, nice foliage with huge houses. I'm getting a little tired of your boasting, buddy.
Mr. Well, we get it.
But here's the deal.
Mr. Well.
The whole thing with Filter Easy is this. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors where concentrations of pollutants are 2 to 5 times, Kat, higher than the typical outdoors. It helps filter out the airborne allergens, okay? If you suffer from asthma or allergies, keeping the air in your home cleaner can make a huge difference. You check the local news, Fox 2, you have the allergy index. You want to see what's up with the mold,
Fox.
The pollen.
Look at Doug's big channel once in a while.
Ragweed. So this solves the number one problem, Doug, with home air filters.
Number one station.
Forgetting to change them, average homeowner changes their home air filters 1 to 2 times per year. The minimum is 4 times per year. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all listeners their first delivery of standard air filter for free with free shipping, Kat. Never forget to change your air filter again and visit filtereasy.com/Tim or enter promo code Tim on the homepage. You'll save 5 to 15% on home air conditioning costs. Go ahead.
Do you take questions?
I'll take a couple.
Okay. I get it. A man of means like yourself.
Ways and means.
You're working on your portfolio. You don't have time to be vacuuming or putting in filters.
Correct.
What if you're a working stiff like Doug or myself? How can this benefit us?
We work with our hands.
I would say you could probably get a job. You should get a job as the maintenance guy at Filter Easy. You could install them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What's that pay?
I would say it's a very competitive wage.
I'm interested.
They have great benefits, I'm sure.
Well, they come to my complex because my apartment changes them once a year.
Well, that's not healthy.
I'm constantly dusting. Constantly dusting. I shouldn't have to dust that much.
Yeah. Don't you feel like you go to the filter and you just check it. You check it. If it's dusty, take it out.
No, I
can't. If it's not, you leave it in there.
The one thing I do that
okay, but
in my house.
If it's clean, it's kind of like your air filter in your car. You go to Jiffy Lube, they say, okay, let's change it. I look at it because I know air filters and I say, okay, it's dirty. I say, that looks pretty clean.
Our friends from Design Air would tell you that and they agree with Filter Easy folks, that you have to change it 4 times a year. So if that's what the recommendation is, that's what I'm going to do. Filter Easy makes it easy because they remind you and they send it to you. You don't have to go schlepping over to the hardware store. If you go to a hardware store, I recommend Ace Hardware, the one on Manchester.
Pair, you recommend it because you live close to it. It wouldn't make a lot of sense for you to drive all over town if you've got a hardware store a mile or two away.
Even if you're like an hour away, I would recommend it because they are so friendly and so courteous, and they'll help you with anything like Pinewood Derby. Still owe them for
that. These guys made the Pinewood Derby.
No, they helped me with it. I didn't have a scale. I didn't have a lathe. They let me use their equipment, probably against corporate rules.
What do you need a lathe for?
Put some illegal weights on the back of that car.
We had a Cub Scout and his dad actually get kicked out of our troop for cheating multiple years.
How do you
years.
Cheat?
Put illegal weights.
Yeah, illegal weights inside the wheel wells or like, you know, to where they, you know, the quick inspections, you can't really tell, but the post inspections after the event, they got busted and got sanctioned. And then the next year did the same thing and got booted.
Like anything else.
From a Cub Scout troop.
Like anything else. Like I know Martin Kilcoyne is getting ready for his first Pinewood Derby and he's very afraid. Like anything else, experience helps. You need a big body car and you need the weight in the front as best you can.
Right.
And also, make sure those wheels, sometimes they bend a little and they rub against the side. That'll kill you. You need to make sure that the wheels are moving free and easy, kind of like a pitcher at spring training.
My kids' Pinewood Derby cars were pretty rough. Just pretty much the block of wood with some paint and a decal on there.
You didn't shape it?
I showed a little bit. And I showed up in some of these other cars. Look Looked like the engineers at Boeing had just completed them. Oh, no, I didn't do any of the work. The 8-year-old did that. Sure he did.
My cars look good, but Tyler helped. We did it together as a father-son project.
I'm sure he did some of the cars great. I'm sure they look fantastic.
No, the one was SpongeBob.
Sure, perfect.
One was SpongeBob, and the other was Minecraft.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I asked my dad
why are you
to
making fun of my Pinewood Derby cars, bro?
Well, because you
I know why.
Ace Hardware did this.
Did you ever get a second place finish?
Ooh.
Overall standings?
I think we finished second in one heat, and then the wheels fell off.
Yeah, okay, that's why. So you're bitter.
No,
because
I let
we
the kids do the work.
You hate. Stop the hating.
See, that's what happens. My dad wouldn't. He helped me, but he said, no, I'm not going to build a Kenny. This is for you to do, and I was only in one. And so he said, now do this. Attach this here. And
but here's the thing.
And my
here's the thing.
It was like Daytona 500. My steering wheel fell off.
You get a block of wood.
I went across into the curb, and 9 boxcars went into the curb, and I ruined up their derby because I didn't put the steering wheel on right.
But here's the thing. If Tyler was 7 years old last year, so I guess 6 years old for his first, okay, Pinewood Derby, guess what? He's not using power tools. You have to saw this thing in order to make a shape.
It.
Yeah, you do.
No, you sand it.
You can't sand down a block of ice into a normal, of wood. You can't
do
that.
With a file, you can. File and sandpaper.
You have to, it's a project with father and son.
It's designed for power tools.
You sand it together, you paint it together when it comes to a power tool to cut the shape out. Yes, I did that because I like Tyler to have all his fingers.
All right, now we're cheating.
On the text line, the second we brought up dust, there's like 10 texts. They're all the same. Saying Iggy compulsively dust to eliminate DNA evidence and clothing fibers.
A lot of that could be skin.
Well, no, wait
a minute.
I thought I was burying them outside.
So well, here,
why
there's
would
another
I
one.
Dust inside.
Iggy, the dust isn't from your furnace filter. It's from burning bodies in your oven.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't it make sense?
What? Like
I
ash.
I don't know if I like that one. I like the burying bodies in the backyard one better.
Oh, sorry. I took it too far.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any DNA inside if I'm burying them in the garden. Come on, get with it if you're going to...
Unless they came inside of your house before they got it.
Well, according to one, I burn them in the stove, and then I throw the ashes outside.
For plausible deniability, your stockpile of ether, do you have another use you can say it's for? So when you soak the rag in that stuff? Like, can you say, oh, it's for cleaning?
I don't use ether chloroform.
I would come up with a story like... No, you can use chloroform to clean candlesticks. I have a candlestick.
Bits of Xanax in a drink is just as foul. Then I just kind of fall asleep.
You know how you're watching, say, Breaking Bad, and they'll have the shot where they're in the store, and you can tell the guy's buying meth lab equipment. He has all the tubes and whatnot, and Walter White basically goes up to him and says, look, you need to do this. And that's kind of like you could be at that hardware store, or you're at Target, and you just see the person, they're buying all this chloroform and ether, and you can just tell, and they have a shovel.
Rope.
Carhartt coveralls. Big big gloves.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Gaffer's tape.
600 boxes of Sudafed. Nobody knows.
That's when they make the... We have an Iggy in line four. Iggy in line four.
Do you think, though, you were bringing up earlier, if you take one of these books out of the library, you brought up Mein Kampf earlier... Remember the movie Seven where they said they caught the guy? This is a movie, but because they flag people when you're taking out certain books from a library, going on certain websites. I wonder if it's the same if you're going to a hardware store, you're buying all these products to clean up a murder scene.
That always happens where they find that the person suspected of murder was Googling ways to kill someone or something.
That was big in the Casey Anthony trial.
What did she Google?
Xanax, chloroform. Yeah, okay, God forbid. Chloroform.
And did you believe she was innocent or guilty? I can't remember. I know you were very much
I still think, by that. No, I still think she did it, but she didn't do it on purpose. She didn't mean to kill her daughter.
Why was she Googling Xanax and chloroform?
My theory was that because she loved to party and couldn't find babysitters, so she would bring her daughter and give her a little bit of Xanax till she would like fall asleep and then... Put her in the back seat of the trunk.
Good mom.
And I think what
happened... Put the Xanax baby in the trunk.
Trunk.
In the back seat or the trunk.
Yeah, and I think one time she did it and just gave it too much Xanax, and the baby did not wake up, and she panicked, and she put the Kaylee in her trunk and then disposed of her. That's just my theory, but I don't think she did it purposely. Like, I can't take this anymore. I'm killing my kid. She's getting
away. Does that matter to you?
Well, it does if you premeditate that everybody's saying
you give your kids Xanax and put it in the trunk.
No, I'm not saying she was Mother of the Year. You asked me.
But still, whether or not it was on purpose, the end result is going to be the same if you drug your kid and put him in the trunk. And a rational person would know that.
I agree with that. I'm saying that she didn't purposely say, you know what, I love to party. This girl, my child is getting in my way of partying. I'm going to kill her. I don't think she did that.
I submit to you that it's the same thing, because I think she was like, I want to party, and my kid could die if I Xanax her and put her in the trunk, but I like to party more, so if she dies, so be it.
Yeah,
I think it's all one and the same.
She's Mother of the Year. Mm. I'm just saying she didn't purposely kill her own daughter.
One more from the text line saying Iggy's derby car was made from a
skin of who?
He already knows.
Hold on a second.
It was made from a femur.
That's what it was. Did you really guess that?
Yes.
Oh. Iggy's derby car was made.
Dane Cook said it first.
Iggy's derby car was made from a femur of one of his victims.
Femur is a very thick bone.
Yes. People are wondering why my wheels are made of feet.
Mm-mm.
My steering wheel actually had built-in hands on it. I wasn't even steering. Oh, God.
What a show.
These texts. Oh, somebody's saying...
No, it's poison.
Miss Lydia Moss Bradley also loved to party?
Oh, my God. Nice.
Okay. It's hard to transition off that.
Well, you have to, though.
That was a dark segment.
Yeah, we did like a 5-minute Casey Anthony recap.
Well, you asked about chloroform and...
That's the show, though. You never
but you
know
brought it to life, though. We were kind of joking, Kat. Then you actually brought it to life with a real story.
It was the trial of the century.
All right, email of the day.
I think the trial of the century is Bruno Richard Hauptmann or whatever his name is.
Hey, or maybe a
doctor.
Trial coming up.
What's that?
Maybe a trial coming up could be the trial of the century.
I think OJ was the trial of the century.
Mount Rushmore. I know we don't have time. Mount Rushmore of trials.
Mount Rushmore of trials. Go. OJ?
That was a different century. That had been the 20th century. Casey Anthony would have been the 21st century.
You got the Peterson guy.
Scopes trial.
Wasn't that big? Scopes the Peterson trial. Guy went out in the boat with a kid and our pregnant wife.
Scott
Peterson with that one. Yeah, that was a big one when I was a kid.
How about the Menendez brothers? You always see those promos for this show. Is it a show or is it a special?
It's like American
Special
Greed
show.
Or somewhere along those lines on MSNBC. They have the Menendez brothers.
I didn't know if it was a series. I just have seen the promos.
I think it's a series.
And one I was enthralled with was it William Kennedy? One of the Kennedy kids that was accused of raping a girl at the compound?
Yeah,
in Palm Beach.
And I just remember Roy Black, the attorney from Miami, was brilliant. If you ever get a chance to watch some, he just ripped every person that came up for the prosecution and just ripped them, and it was just fun to watch. And he got off because Roy Black is a great attorney.
Plowsy, email of the day. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they in between?
They're okay. And I feel bad because I don't really do them justice with my reads, but that's what we had to deal with. So you want to get it started?
Let's do this. Let's suspension just, yeah. Special at Hot Shots up for grabs. You can win Blues tickets anytime they play on Tuesday night. Just by watching the game at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, check out Ticket Tuesdays all Blues season long at one of Hot Shots' 11 area locations, Doug.
Hey, jabronis. I wanted to make sure Iggy got an extra large Cardinal jersey for Gaga. A jersey this big would be best to hide her fupa and can be big enough to use as a body bag for Iggy. Toodles, as for Mae Young's newborn hand. I had to read it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, she's 5'2", weighs about 100 pounds. Yeah.
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Morn. Oh, hello. Did I read on Yelp this eatery has the best baked potatoes in Brentwood? Oh, my word. I'll have two of them, please. Can I also add a side of Anchor Bar wings just to wash it down? Oh, dear.
So stupid.
Oh, dear. You don't think these potatoes are fulfilling enough? You don't think these spuds are rewarding enough, you nasty pile of boy trash? Let's abscond to the men's room with these taters, find the cutest gent, salad in on the dumper, and let's collect that steamy chocolate
directly from the fart dispenser. Too descriptive.
Who was it?
Way too descriptive.
Tunnel 12,000, and I do believe that's a picture of Joshua with a Love Circus T-shirt as well. So
good,
that's
picture.
Good ad.
Don't, when you see Tunnels 12,000, don't read it.
That's
it's
why
too
we put him
vile.
At the top.
It
well,
can't
you never
be
know.
Read on the
he's
radio.
You really never
he's
know.
One of the best Americans
he isn't.
Around.
He's about the worst.
Our segment about murder just now was actually better than that.
Nice. On this week's episode of Beachfront Bargain Hunt, Tiny Home Edition, partners Doug and Victor.
Partners! He was a Mexican stranger!
That's already got three check marks.
We've got a winner.
Ding, ding.
All right, let's go. Everybody try to collect yourself.
It's just a brilliant callback to a few things.
I like the beginning.
Brilliant?
On this week's episode of Beachfront Bargain Hunt, Tiny Home Edition, partners Doug and Victor, whose spark was initially ignited many years ago in England, left their budding relationship up to fate. 35 years later, they crossed paths in Mexico and had a torrid love affair. Now, these star-crossed lovers are looking for their forever home on the beach of Lake of the Ozarks. Doug and Victor are looking for an open-concept, turnkey tiny home with full-service bar and karaoke stage so Victor can entertain as well as an above-ground pool to keep the passion of Mexico alive. A man's man and legendary sports anchor Doug tops his wish list with a full studio to record podcasts about construction tips and a two-car garage to strip down to his undies and work on classic muscle cars while listening to Whitesnake's Here I Go Again. In their free time, they like to cuddle under the covers, eat Lena's cheese pizza, and watch the Fox Sports Go app on their iPad. Their favorite sports teams are the Kansas Jayhawks and the Mexicans Men National Beach Volleyball Team. Join us as we search for their dream home. Good luck, kids. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Oh,
I like
awful.
The callback.
It's all
Nipsey.
Three check marks.
Love the callback.
Leader in the clubhouse.
This one actually has an attached picture. You can pass it around. I do believe that's the mother of the email submitter. Dear son, okay, I didn't read this one. Dear son, of course you can bring. I didn't read it. It's like on the mom. Dear son, of course you can bring him for Thanksgiving. I'm embarrassed you even had to ask. We will accept him with open arms. The way your eyes light up when you talk about him always puts a smile on my face. I feel like I already know him. The khakied pant, the stylish loafers and blue Oxford shirt. P.S. I have your old room ready in case you guys want to spend the night. It's still just a twin bed, but I think you boys can make the close quarters work. With love, Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Don't say close quarters.
I like the picture he sent too, but that's not good for email purposes.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
This is a good one. Hey boys, to prep myself for the big concert tonight, I picked up Iggy's latest offering, the Little Monster Cookbook. I'm trying to follow the recipe for Gaga's giblets. Step 1 states, soak cardinal jersey that was previously rejected by Gaga's handler in chloroform, put in plastic bag for later use. Step 2, strip naked, climb into ventilation system of Scott Trade Center, and follow the path to Gaga's dressing room.
Sure, that would work.
Step 3 advises, use rope made from previous victim's scalp. To rappel from ceiling into said dressing room. Lastly, step 4, remove chloroform-soaked cardinal jersey from bag and smother an unexpected Gaga's face. I'm not sure about you guys, but Iggy, this sounds like the beginning instructions for kidnapping Lady Gaga and then later consuming her. Thoughts, concern? Neil Allen and Craig Paquette send that email in.
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Thank God this concert's over tonight.
And we have one more if you guys like to listen.
Sure.
Sure.
Maybe we'll get a good one.
I haven't read this one. Guys, the things I would do to see the reaction of the father of a 12-year-old girl while she's with her friends at Gaga tonight when he looks over all of the kids in the crowd and sees a 65-year-old gentleman with long blonde hair and both hands in the air and his wrist curled moving his hip back and forth. I'm not sure what he'll think is more ridiculous when it comes to him dancing to Gaga or when the father, who is a construction worker, realizes Iggy wore Cuban Bruno Mars-type shoes to an American concert. God, please never change, you creep. Mm. That is from Hey Phil, and that is what we have for email today.
Hey,
thought it was an
Phil.
Okay batch.
Pretty
it
good.
Was, better
it
than
was
last
good.
Couple days.
What you got?
I'm going
good.
Back and forth between Neil Allen and Craig Paquette and Mr. Nipples. I'm going to go Mr. Nipples.
Duggar.
I'll go with a fellow by the name of Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Those are the two that I checked, and it's going to be NACP, nice. Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Good close. Steps.
Winner, close. Winner. Chicken dinner. Good show. Fun show. Good Let's show. Do it again tomorrow to close out the week. All right? What do you say?
How All right, about let's it? Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's take it to the house.
All right, Frank Cusimano and the Press Box coming up next from 10 to noon. I'll be back from noon to 1 on the Midday Grind. Frank Viverito joining us, talking all things local sports, sports commission, SEC basketball tournament coming here in March. So for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, Iggy, have fun at Lady Gaga, Plowsy, I'm Charlie. Filling in for Tim, this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. I think I forgot to mention Sea Monster. And also, InsideSTL.com.